Welcome to today's ePray. As we go through the following prompts, you are invited to come as you are. Take a few deep breaths and prepare for this time with God. God, with everything that I am, I wish to honor you. Show me how to live a life that is in line with your character. Teach me how to live a life that brings you glory. You are worthy of all my praise, attention, love, and affection. Thank you for drawing me closer to your heart. Thank you for loving me. Today I want to honor you. Amen. Our theme for this month is unity and community. Today, we'll be reading from Romans 15, verses 5 and 6. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Paul reminds the Roman believers that God is our source of patience and encouragement, qualities needed to live in unity. Paul's desire is that followers of Jesus would set aside divisions and live in harmony with one another. That unity then overflows into collective worship. Let the following prompts help you start an ongoing conversation with God. In what ways am I allowing God's patience and encouragement to shape how I respond to others, especially in moments of tension or difference? Where might I need to grow in seeking harmony and unity with others? Who in my life am I experiencing tension with, and how might God be inviting me to seek reconciliation? as we reread this passage, ask God to bring to mind the youth that you interact with. May God, who gives this patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other, as is fitting for followers of Christ Jesus. Then all of you can join together with one voice, giving praise and glory to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. How can I model God's patience and encouragement when guiding and supporting the youth entrusted to me? In what ways can I help youth learn to live in harmony with one another and be an example to them? As we end this time together, we close with the Wesleyan Covenant Prayer. I am no longer my own, but yours. Put me to what you will. Place me with whom you will. Put me to doing. Put me to suffering. Let me be put to work for you or set aside for you, praised for you or criticized for you. Let me be full. Let me be empty. Let me have all things, let me have nothing. I freely and fully surrender all things to your glory and service. And now, O wonderful and holy God, Creator, Redeemer, and Sustainer, you are mine and I am yours. So be it. And the covenant which I have made on earth, let it also be made in heaven. Amen.